Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction into the lives and life account and the biography, scholarly and religious life of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite dignitaries. And in the recent series, we are mainly concerned with outstanding women in Islam. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Mahdi. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sayyid Mahdi, assalamu alaikum to you too, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, thank you.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about a divine character, a holy lady of Islam. She was the mother of Prophet Muhammad and the wife to Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, Amina bint Wahab. Really an outstanding lady, really a prominent lady of Islam. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details about the early life and the biography of Amina.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amina bint Wahab, Amina daughter of Wahab, was born maybe some 40 or 60 years before Hijrah. She was mother of the Holy Prophet, salawatullahi alayhi. One of the most outstanding lady and respectful lady of Quraysh. Amina got married to Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, the father of, let's say, Abdullah and father of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 54 or 53 years before Hijrah. Despite the short period of their marriage, she gave birth to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 52 years before Hijrah. When the Prophet was 4 or 6 years old, Amina passed away.
Yes.
In an area called Al-Abwa.
Yes.
While coming back from Medina.
Yes.
At that time, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was only like 6 years old child. Mm-hmm. Of course, this lady was theist, believing in God.
She was a muwahhid.
Yeah, of course, it is called that she was theist.
Okay.
Believing in God.
Yes.
She belonged to Banu Zuhra, among one of the tribes of the Quraysh, mm-hmm. Well known as the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was buried in Mecca, and of course, the place that she died was the Al Abwa. Yes, these are some of the points that we can mention regarding the early life of this great lady. She was born in Mecca, and her father, Wahab, was a great member of Banu Zuhra tribe. And her ancestor, Abdimanaf bin Zuhra, was his cousin's peer. Abdimanaf was, of course, from bin Qusay, which was one of the great figures in Quraysh. They are called Manafiyun or Manafain.
Yes.
Manafain, out of respect. So, yes, these are the points that we can mention regarding the early life of this great lady.
That's all right. Sayyid Mahdi, we know that being the mother to the last prophet of Islam, Holy Prophet Muhammad, was the, we can say, greatest feature of this outstanding lady, Amina. Of course, she did not have that much time in order to nurture Holy Prophet of Islam. We can't say Holy Prophet of Islam missed his father and mother very much early. Give us some details about the years that she has been with Prophet Muhammad. What happened to her?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So one interesting thing that we have here about Lady Amina and Hazrat Abdullah, both the mother and the father of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that the Holy Prophet talks about his lineage And he says that God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he moved me from pure loins to pure wombs, and then divided into branches, which I was put in the best ones of them. Mm-hmm. This is something that is very important to note, right? So first and foremost, we have to take into consideration who is the individual who's saying this statement, that God moved me from pure loins, meaning fathers, to pure wombs, meaning mothers. Mm-hmm. So this is the messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, an individual who speaks from wahi, infallible, immaculate, right? So his words are incredibly heavy.
Yes.
Especially considering this is the same individual who, gave humanity the Holy Quran. And so what I'm trying to say here is, unfortunately, sometimes people, they say, and even in the beginning of the program, we said, you know, was she a theist? Did she believe in one God? Was she a mu'min? Was she a Muslim, non-Muslim, kafir? And with statements like this from the Holy Prophet, I think a lot of those doubts are removed, that no, these were pious people, these were holy people, these were pure people. And, you know, so what religion usually they say is the Hanif religion.
Yes.
The Abrahamic, pure Abrahamic religion.
Yes.
But this is something that we kind of, you know, it needs to be said, the fact that both the mother and the father of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, were pure individuals. They were, they believed in Tawheed. They believed in this Tawheed religion. As far as, for example, you know, the fact that the Holy Prophet lost both his parents when he was quite young.
Yes.
So he lost his father when he was, you know, a very small child.
Or maybe he was not born yet.
Or according to some, that he was not born
yet. Hazrat Amina was pregnant with him when Prophet Muhammad lost his father.
Right. So in both cases, he was bereft of a father. And, you know, later on, again, while he was still a child, he lost his mother, Lady Amina. He was raised in, of course, the house of Lady Amina. One interesting thing, though, before I pass it over to Sheikh Rouhani, is this idea that the wet nurse of the Holy Prophet Muhammad was also a pure, pious lady by the name of Lady Halima.
Yes.
So he did spend some time with the tribal Arabs, learning the customs of the ancient Arabs and things like that, along with being raised by Lady Amina.
That's all right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
They say that Amina looked after the servant of Abu Lahab or Abu Jahl, you know, but they did not let the servant to breastfeed Prophet Muhammad. Then Halima was selected, okay? And then when she was given him back, asked Amina, can he stay more and for 5 more years? Now Prophet Muhammad stayed by Halima, and 6 years after Amul Fil, was given back to the mother. That's all right. Sheikh Rouhani, what other information can you give us about Amina?
Yeah, the other point that we can mention here regarding this great lady is this, that unfortunately there are some narrations and hadiths from the Sunni sources which indicates that mother of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not a theist or a believer in God. But according to the Shia narrations and Shia sources, those are hadiths that are mentioned about the mother of the Holy Prophet in Sunni sources. They are not authentic hadiths, but according to the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wassalam, it is mentioned in the ayat that the mother of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a pure Muslim and mu'min. You know, the term Muslim, when we use in the Holy Quran, the prophets are also named as Muslim, like Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa, and Prophet Nuh. If you refer to the ayat, they are termed as Muslims. Then the one who is submitted, then the one who submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, mm-hmm. he is considered as Muslim. Okay. So since the lady Amina salamullahi alayha was mother of the Holy Prophet, and the yes. Prophet should be born from the pure uh-huh. and clean womb, and also father and mother. That's why, of course, the ancestors of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were all theists and believing in God. That's why this was the point that we can mention, that the mother of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was
that's
a
right.
mu'min, not
that's right.
an atheist or polytheist.
We have an ayah in the Holy Quran, Surah Toba, ayah 84, that forbids Prophet Muhammad to do salat on dead polytheists. So, but they say that Prophet Muhammad used to pay visit to the holy tomb of his mother. Yep. So this is a sign showing yeah. that the mother of Prophet Muhammad was not a mushrik, but a mu'min. And yes. and this is very much nice. Okay. Your yeah. final remark, Sayyid Mahdi.
Yeah, I don't know if Sheikh Rouhani wants to also maybe add. I'll just add, for example, just 1 minute and then give him the other minute to talk about it. But this idea, sometimes they say that Lady Amina was not able to provide milk for uh-huh. the Messenger of Allah, yes, sallallahu yes, yes. alayhi wa alayhi. I mean, I know it's not a very pivotal thing, but yeah. it's something interesting to discuss.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes it is related that at that time it was traditional for women to mm-hmm. send their children,
uh-huh.
you know, to wet nurses.
Outside, that's right.
On that side. On another side, you know, also the idea that people who were of the upper class, they would also, you know, not breastfeed. They wouldn't feed the infant. They would again hand it over to maidens or these type of things. But, you know, I just wanted to add that, yes. and Sheikh Rouhani can add to that as well.
Yeah, the one point that I can add here is that this lady, Halima Sa'diya.
Sa'diya, Halima Sa'diya.
Halima Sa'diya,
right.
the nurse of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Halima Sa'diya. She milked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for 2 years
mm-hmm.
and then brought him back to the mother yes. and asked from mother of the Holy Prophet that, can I keep this baby with me for some more years.
Mm-hmm. And the reason was what?
The reason was that they asked that why. She said that because whenever he is with us,
uh-huh.
there are lots of blessings that we witness. And that is why we want to keep him for mm-hmm. more years. And that's why until for 6 years, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived in the desert with this lady. And then he was brought back to the mother of him, Amina bint Wahab, salamullahi alayha.
That's all right. Okay, very good. As you said, the holy tomb of Lady Amina, mother of Prophet Muhammad, is in Awa. 7 years after Amul Fil, Amina took his son Prophet Muhammad in order to pay visit to the holy tomb of Abdullah. These are all, we can say, lessons for some of our brothers in Islam who do not believe in paying visit to the tombs, okay?
Yeah.
The father and mother of Prophet Muhammad used to do that, Prophet Muhammad himself. When she was back on her way from Medina to Awa, she was buried over there. She passed away and she was buried over there. They say that it was at the age of 30. You know, that she passed away very much young. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mahdi and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the life account of Amina bint Wahab, mother of Prophet Muhammad. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstudy.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
A teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?